Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Social Distancing Part of New Normal. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 28, 2020. Governor Ned Lamont, D., made a point Monday of asserting states such as Georgia and Oklahoma are opening up businesses prematurely and that Connecticut residents would have to get accustomed to social distancing as part of a new normal. Lamont told reporters at a blood drive, according to the CT Mirror. I'm looking at Georgia. I'm looking at Oklahoma. I'm looking at those states where I think they opened up prematurely, especially those types of places where it's impossible to socially distance. I keep that in mind as we figure what is the phased way that we can get our state back to work, but only if we do it in a safe way. The CT Mirror further reported. Lamont said his reopened Connecticut advisory group would issue an update Thursday, but he said the first restrictions to be eased likely would be aimed at small businesses where social distancing could be maintained. Connecticut, he said, will have to feel its way to the new normal as the pandemic subsides. Dr. Ajay Kumar, Chief Clinical Officer of Hartford Healthcare System, agreed with the governor Connecticut residents must expect to engage in social distancing to some degree at least through the fall. It's not the most popular thing to say at the moment, said Kumar, adding, that's the only thing that's going to keep the virus away from us. Lamont last ordered many businesses to remain closed until May 20th. May 20th is a big date, he said. We're going to have more testing by then, give us a better idea of what the infection rate looks like around different parts of the state. And we're going to have even more PPE. The Tax Foundation reported 21.5% of Connecticut's workforce has now filed for unemployment, the second highest unemployment claims in the nation behind Michigan. According to the latest data reported as of 8 p.m. Monday, Connecticut has a statewide total of 25,997 laboratory-confirmed COVID-19 cases, an increase of 728 since Sunday. The statewide total of deaths associated with COVID-19 is 2,012, with 88 more since Sunday. The total number of COVID-19 tests reported is 90,746, and 1,758 patients are reported currently hospitalized with the infection caused by the Chinese virus, which is 8 fewer than Sunday.